news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
7:05 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Kelly Finley in the studio also getting you ready for your Monday day at work, the first Monday of July, 2 days until Independence Day.
If they're really at work, let's be real.
If you're at work. And speaking of that, I have some stats around America. How many people are taking off which days this week? I know, just some great information coming your way in just a little bit. Also, all kinds of news surrounding the president, North Korea, heat wave going through the country. We got all kinds of news to bring to you this morning. And Dr. Bill Williams going to bring you the weather forecast right now. Also, we have Kane with traffic and coming back with the news headlines for this Monday. And Kelly Finley. Stay tuned. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms through the evening, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Suds Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still on the scene of an accident where the pedestrian was struck coming off of Bellingrath and Lundy Lane, and the roadway is blocked off, so be careful through there. Also, Mobile Police Department, where a tree's down on the roadway, blocking both directions of Moffitt and Wolfridge, and they're clearing up another accident, Spring Hill and East I-65 Service Road. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, right across the street from Costco, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door price in just 30 minutes or less. See them online at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 75 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios, 7:08 right now. Reminder, today the final day to register to vote. If you plan on voting in the July 17th primary runoffs, today is the final day to register to vote. So if you aren't already registered, if you didn't vote in those initial primary elections before these runoffs, well, now is your last chance to do so before the July 17th vote. Right now, it's time to check the Monday morning news headlines, and here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. It is 7:08 on your Monday morning. A recent drowning here in Mobile is yet another reminder of how quickly a situation can turn tragic. On Thursday, Mobile police confirm a group of young men were walking through a neighborhood looking to earn extra money from yard work jobs just off Dolphin Island Parkway and Hillwood Drive when they decided to take a break and jump into the water. That water was Dog River. Several of the teenagers, unfortunately, could not swim, and that included 14-year-old Jamarcus Smith and his brother. According to police, Jamarcus was able to push his brother out of the water, and the others were able to successfully pull him out. But Jamarcus sadly went back under the water and never surfaced again. Sad story. Yeah. A neighbor tried to help. Both police and Mobile Fire responded. They were able to find the 14-year-old and remove him from the water. They did perform CPR, but sadly, he passed away at the hospital. Donations right now are being accepted for his family at the Heritage Funeral Home. A homicide investigation continues this morning here in Mobile, and Mobile police need your help to locate 19-year-old Alexander Shamar Bridges. He's wanted in the shooting death of 24-year-old Richard Smith. Smith was found dead in his vehicle on Mohawk Street. A shooting occurred just after 11 p.m. on Sunday. Now, last Thursday, a 17-year-old Jaden Little was arrested and charged with murder in this case. Bridges is described as being 5'5" and 145 pounds. If you have information which could assist in this homicide investigation, you're urged to call 251-208-7211. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. 710 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back with some sports news. LeBron James makes his decision where he's headed to next year and for the 3 years after that. Also, we've got Kane with traffic throughout the morning, and Dr. Bill Williams gives you your weather forecast. You'll want to know what it looks like on Wednesday. Of course, that is Independence Day, so you can plan your grilling and fireworks around that weather, at least as best as you can. And Dr. Bill Williams has the most accurate forecast 2 days out. 710 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. ProTent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your dealer-installed tent fails, call ProTent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, ProTent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSF.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a late-night shooting in the Tolmanville community. Police responded to the shooting on Pettit Avenue near the University of South Alabama Medical Center just before 10 o'clock last night. We are working to get more information about that shooting. A man shot in his shoulder and neck crashed into a tree on Sunday. The victim was found inside a black Chevy Camaro at the ADT Security Services parking lot at the intersection of Mont Lamar and Pleasant Valley Road. Police believe the victim was shot at another location but ended up jumping a curb and crashing into a tree. Two people have been interviewed at the scene, but as of now, no arrests made. The new superintendent for Mobile County Public Schools takes over today. Kreshel Threadgill will be sworn in at 9 o'clock this morning at the school system's central office. And conservative TV host Sean Hannity is campaigning for a pair of Republicans tonight in Pensacola. Hannity will rally for Congressman Matt Gaetz and gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
713 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. For the second time in 8 years, LeBron James is leaving Cleveland. The four-time NBA MVP has agreed to a 4-year deal worth $154 million with the Los Angeles Lakers. At 33 years old, James proved last season that he's still as good as ever, posting 27.5 points per game, 9.1 assists, and 8.6 rebounds in a league-high 36.9 minutes per game. The Lakers have a young, talented team, but they also have plenty of cap room to possibly sign another top free agent this offseason. Overnight, they added 3 more players, guards Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Lance Stephenson, along with former Golden State center JaVale McGee. Elsewhere around the NBA, Paul George re-signed with Oklahoma City on a 4-year deal worth $137 million, and Chris Paul re-signed with Houston for 4 years and $160 million. On the PGA Tour, Francesco Molinari cruised to a win Sunday at the Quicken Loans National. Molinari finished at 21 under par after shooting an 8 under par final round. Although he's won 5 times on the European Tour, it's Molinari's first career PGA Tour win. Ryan Armour finished in second place at 13 under par, and Tiger Woods finished the tournament in a tie for fourth with Abraham Ancer at 11 under par. Woods tallied 6 birdies and 2 bogeys during his final round on Sunday. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch held off Kyle Larson during a wild last lap to win the Overton's 400 at Chicagoland Speedway on Sunday. Larson took the lead in the final lap when he forced Busch into the wall, but then Busch took the lead right back after he got directly behind Larson and bumped him out of the way.
Here comes the 18. He puts the ball to the back of him. The 18 into the wall. The 42 sideways.
Here's Harvick.
Here comes the 18. Kyle Busch will win.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
That was easily the best finish of this NASCAR season to this point, and Larson didn't appear to be upset following the race. He flashed Busch a thumbs up following the win. Busch's 5th victory of the year and the 48th win of his career. Kevin Harvick finished in 3rd, followed by Martin Truex Jr. in 4th, and Clint Bowyer in 5th. In NFL news, Seattle Seahawks safety Cam Chancellor is walking away from football. 4-time Pro Bowler announced his retirement from the sport on Sunday in a statement that he posted on Twitter. The 30-year-old spent his entire 8-year career with the Seahawks. At the World Cup, 4 teams have advanced to the quarterfinals, and 4 more round of 16 games will be played beginning today. On Saturday, the 2 top players in the world were eliminated, with Uruguay eliminating Cristiano Ronaldo and his Portugal squad, and France defeating Lionel Messi's Argentina team. On Sunday, Russia shocked the world by eliminating Spain in a penalty kick shootout, followed by Croatia getting past Denmark, also in a shootout. Today, there are 2 more games. Brazil takes on Mexico at 9 a.m., and Belgium will face Japan at 1. The Mobile Bay Bears beat Biloxi twice over the weekend and played 2 innings on Sunday before play was suspended due to weather. Mobile beat Biloxi 9-5 on Friday, with Jack Kruger hitting his 3rd home run in 7 games. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears extended their winning streak to 3 in an 8-3 victory. With a 4-3 lead in the 9th inning, Brennan Lund hit a grand slam to give Mobile a 5-run lead. And yesterday, the teams were tied at 2 in the 2nd inning when play was suspended due to rain. They'll complete that game later today. 717 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This is George Zogby. We've all heard President Trump's message of draining the swamp in Washington, D.C. I have a similar vision for Mobile County. I want to drain the streets of Mobile County from the professional criminals. Police officers and deputy sheriffs tell me they are tired of arresting the same criminals over and over again. As district court judge, I can make a difference. July 17 is the day we all say, you're fired, to the serious professional criminals of Mobile County. I'm George Zogby. Not only do I approve this message, this is my message.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms through the evening, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you need home, auto, or business insurance, do it with Truitt. Truitt Insurance and Bonding is an independent agent representing many different insurance companies. That means more options to best fit your situation. At the intersection of Friendship and County Road 64 in Daphne, call Truitt Insurance and Bonding at 625-2600. That's 625-2600. Or go to truittinsurance.com for more information. So, for all your insurance needs, remember Truitt Insurance and Bonding, and do it with Truitt today.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Bonbon. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, be careful. Southbound 65 right at the Spring Hill Avenue exit. They've got a disabled 18-wheeler in the right lane blocking part of the roadway. Also, you'll see they've got an accident clearing at Spring Hill and East I-65 service road and a tree down on the roadway blocking both directions. Still clearing at Moffitt and Wolfridge Road. Welcome back to Market in the Park, running every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square, your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get all the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:19 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Right now, 76 degrees outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And it's time to check the news headlines on this first Monday in July. Here's Kelly Finley.
Thank you, Dalton. Good morning to you and everyone listening. I want to remind you about that breaking news happening this morning, which our partners at WKRG are following up on. What we do know is a pedestrian that was hit by a vehicle at Bellingrath Road in Lundy Lane in Theodore early this morning has died. Alabama State Troopers confirmed the news. The identity of the victim has not yet been released, nor that of the driver. The fatality occurred just after 4 a.m. this morning. So when you perform well, you get rewarded mightily. A lot of numbers here, but it's good news, so take a listen. The Alabama Department of Human Resources will receive a whopping $2.7 million performance bonus as courtesy of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, all thanks to their team maintaining a low payment error rate and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also known as SNAP. Now, in fiscal year 2017, DHR had an error rate of 4.19% for SNAP, which is, of course, known for their food stamps. Well, that 4.19% is well below the national average of 6.3%. So this performance bonus can be used for SNAP-related expenses like technology, improvements in administration and distribution, and actions to prevent fraud, waste, and abuse. If the headline sounds familiar, it's because it's the second time in 3 years that the U.S. Department of Agriculture has recognized DHR's food assistance program for their work. 2 years ago, Alabama DHR, they were recognized for their high timeliness rate of 95.6%. That, my friend, is above an A. Okay, that's good stuff to report. So a large number of Alabama families you may not know, they lean on SNAP for assistance. In April, benefits went to 758,000 people, with an average monthly benefit of 118%. Eligibility rules and benefits based on income and household size, those are what help determine the numbers and the assistance by the USDA. So great job, which impacts so many families right here in the state of Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 7:22 now on FM Talk 106.5. So the wife and I, we've been walking around the neighborhood a lot more lately.
Yes.
Got a lot of nice houses in our neighborhood. Not really nice, but it's a nice neighborhood. And we've noticed some of the houses look really good. I've kind of been not writing it down, but keeping a tally of whose house looks the best. And then there's some of those houses that you think their neighbors probably just despise living next to them because there's so much junk out in the front yard.
Gotcha.
Or you can see beside their house. And all I can think of when I pass those houses is, if those people would just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, their house would look so much better. And I know you don't want to be one of those people who, when others are walking past your house, they say, "Ooh, those people need to call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. So why not go ahead and get it done now? Give Trey and the crew there at 1-800-GOT-JUNK a call or go online, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. You can set your appointment up through them there. And one of the best things about using Trey and his crew, you make your appointment and they show up right on time. They aren't like the last time I moved and wanted to get cable put into my house. They said, "Well, we'll probably be there on Thursday between 12 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Uh-huh.
So you'll need to go ahead and take the whole day off, and we might not even show up then." That's not what Trey and the crew do. You make your appointment time, and they show up right on time, just when you're expecting them. And the price you get quoted is the price you'll pay. And 1-800-GOT-JUNK, locally owned. They do great work in both Mobile and Baldwin counties. Everybody I know that's used 1-800-GOT-JUNK, nothing but glowing reviews. So once again, to get a quote, set up an appointment, call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Don't be one of those houses that if the wife and I walk by your house, we say, "Oh, they need to go ahead and call 1-800-GOT-JUNK. 7:23 now on FM Talk 106.5. And if you check out FMTalk1065.com, our three big things this Monday morning. John Bolton, the National Security Advisor to President Donald Trump, says that the United States has a plan to dismantle the North Korean nuclear program in 1 year. He said that top U.S. diplomat Mike Pompeo will be discussing that plan with North Korea here in the near future. He also said it would be to the North's advantage to cooperate so they can see their sanctions lifted quickly and get some aid from South Korea and Japan. Bolton was on CBS's Face the Nation, and it was the first time that the Trump administration had publicly suggested a timeline for North Korea to fulfill the commitment commitment that leader Kim Jong-un made at that summit with President Donald Trump last month. Now, the Washington Post on Saturday, they reported that unnamed U.S. intelligence officials concluded that North Korea does not intend to fully surrender their nuclear stockpile. They collected some evidence since that June 12th summit in Singapore. They say it points to preparations to deceive the United States about the number of nuclear warheads in their arsenal, as well as the existence of undisclosed facilities that they're using to make material for nuclear bombs. That's all according to that report from unnamed U.S. intelligence officials. It also said the findings support a new, previously undisclosed Defense Intelligence Agency estimate, where they say that North Korea is unlikely to denuclearize. And some of those, some aspects of that new intelligence was reported Friday by NBC News. One U.S. official told the Associated Press that the Post report was accurate and that their assessment reflected the consistent view across U.S. government agencies for the past several weeks. That official was not authorized to comment publicly on the matter and requested anonymity. So, a report coming out from Washington Post over the weekend that North Korea is planning to deceive the United States and not give up their nuclear arsenal, which a lot of people were saying from the get-go, but of course you have to have conversation to even get started anywhere. That's where President Trump had that conversation with Un last month. Now Bolton say that we do have a plan to help denuclearize them, but we will need the North Koreans' help doing that, because we need them to denuclearize. Also on the three big things on FM Talk 106.5, Saraland says they're going to add school resource officers to every school in the Saraland School District, and where to celebrate Independence Day on the Gulf Coast. If you're planning on having a good time on Wednesday night and celebrating Independence Day, maybe going out to see some fireworks, well, we have that list for you on our website, fmtalk1065.com. For instance, on Wednesday night, Mobile, fireworks on the fantail at Battleship Memorial Park. That all gets started at 7 o'clock. And also in Spanish Fort, beginning at 5 o'clock at the Mayor's State Park in Spanish Fort, they're having fireworks, and that cost is $2 per person. If you're in Pensacola, fireworks on Pensacola Beach. Also Dolphin Island, and we've been running that spot all morning. They just have a great fireworks display and a good time on Wednesday. Sean discusses that often, because that's where he takes the family.
And they're showing Jaws.
Don't be scared. Now, they did take down the purple flag in Pensacola.
They did.
But maybe
the
just...
The sea lice. We'll have more on that in a later news update.
You'll have an update on that. But maybe just for Jaws on Dolphin Island, they'll put up that purple flag for about 2.5 hours on Wednesday night. 727 now on FM Talk 106.5. And also wanted to remind you, our contest still going on, the Summer Better Than Others contest. You can check out all the information on our website, fmtalk1065, or on our Facebook page. There's still 2 days. You've got today and tomorrow to register at Goldfingers. We have two locations that you can register. There's a box in each one, the Goldfingers on Dauphin Street and the Goldfingers in Saraland. You have until tomorrow to register there, and we'll announce that $50 qualifying prize winner on Thursday. Of course, the qualifying winner from Goldfingers will be put in with the other qualifying winners, and then mid-July we draw for that huge Summer Better Than Others prize package worth $5,500. From Carrot Patch Jewelers, they're giving a Reactor Valkyrie stainless steel men's watch that I've seen up close. It looks sharp. From our friends at Old Time Feed, Adirondack chairs and a table. And then from Goldfingers, where you can register now, they're giving you a catered chicken finger party. That's in my words. So you can get some chicken fingers from them, some of the best chicken fingers you'll eat. Also, Gray Gulf Charters offering an inshore fishing charter from Charlie Gray and the crew, a 2-week four-seat cart rental from Cart Doctor, and from Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, a Liberty Fat Boy Jr. safe. All of that totals out to about $5,500, and it can be yours. Just register Goldfingers today and tomorrow, and then tomorrow night I'll have a post up on our Facebook page of the next place that you can register going through next week, and we'll carry this on through mid-July. You could be the big winner this summer. 728 now on FM Talk 106.5. In the next hour, I have a great poll here. How many days are you taking off this week? Are you already taking off today? You're just going to take off tomorrow and Wednesday? Or do you even have to work on Independence Day? We'll see how your answers line up with other Americans who took this survey. You might be surprised at how many people actually take off even on Independence Day. It surprised me. I'll just say that. 729 now on FM Talk 106.5. We're coming right back. More Dr. Bill Williams with the weather forecast. More Kane with your traffic updates. Kelly with your news. And me with your sports. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. An inmate who escaped his work-release job site in Orange Beach is recaptured 750 miles away. 32-year-old Justin Shepard was taken into custody in Princeton, West Virginia around 9:15 last night. Shepard escaped early Saturday morning from his work-release job site in Orange Beach, according to authorities. Frightening moments for a local man over the weekend after he was struck by lightning. 54-year-old Ronald Collins was standing outside his garage in West Mobile when it happened. He didn't take a direct hit, but he says the force and sound of the strike and thunder triggered a seizure.
I can't say it was scary because it all happened real quick and I was out for the count, but I felt it and I felt all I needed of it.
And Sarah Land Schools will have an armed officer at every school next year. The school board announced its partnership with Sarah Land Police Department Friday. They currently have 3,000 students on the district's four campuses. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137.
A leftist victory in Mexico, where Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador has won the presidency, promising to fight corruption and violence in his country. And correspondent Leila Santiago reports Lopez Obrador will face international issues with the U.S.
You can count on immigration, that cooperation on the border. That's going to be a big issue. And also NAFTA, that free trade agreement. That's going to be a big deal because, like Trump, AMLO has said that he wants to put Mexico first.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is launching a campaign opposing President Trump on tariffs. It aggressively details how much money international retaliation to Trump's tariffs will cost each state. We've got a July heat wave as we head toward Independence Day.
From North Carolina to Maine, the heat wave is expected to continue through Thursday. Even Independence, Missouri is not immune.
Meteorologist John Trout, right now on Wall Street, Dow, S&P, NASDAQ futures are lower. I'm Evan Haney.
I'm Rosa Kay with Your Money Now. Canada's billions of dollars in retaliatory tariffs against the U.S. are in effect, an equal response to the Trump administration's duties on Canadian steel and aluminum. Newly taxed American goods include ketchup, whiskey, maple syrup, mattresses, toilet paper, lawnmowers, and playing cards, in addition to a number of steel and aluminum items. Citing a U.S. Supreme Court ruling on where such cases can be brought, a Missouri appeals court Friday threw out a $55 million verdict against Johnson & Johnson in a lawsuit by a South Dakota woman who claimed she developed ovarian cancer after using J&J's talc-based baby powder. A Hello Kitty train bullet train has made its first trip in Japan. Hundreds of fans turned up to watch the train branded with a cartoon character's image make its maiden voyage. It'll run between the western cities of Osaka and Fukuoka in an effort to boost tourism. The Dow closed up 55. The Nasdaq gained 6. Futures are lower. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The Alabama Oyster Shell Recycling Program is keeping shells out of landfills with nearly 6 million shells collected, translating to nearly 15 acres of reef habitat for new oysters to grow. Thank and frequent participating restaurants and consider supporting this vital initiative with a tax-deductible donation at joinacf.org/donate. $5 helps collect 100 shells. $50 helps recycle 1,000.
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. It's 76 degrees already outside the FM Talk 106.5 studios. And we're joined by staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dr. Good morning.
So heat wave throughout the rest of the country, but kind of, I guess you could say a little cooler around here, but still hot.
Yeah, we did get up to 92 degrees yesterday, but it's going to be difficult to get to that figure today. And the reason, we've got a low-pressure system right now that's over the Florida Panhandle, in fact, closer to the Pensacola area, and it's moving to the west. And that disturbance that set off quite a few thunderstorms yesterday, especially over the Florida Panhandle and on into Baldwin County, all that activity is going to be moving into our area and spread on over into the Mississippi coast as that system moves to the west. So it's going to keep the temperature in the 80s, around 85, 86 degrees this afternoon. But we've got a good chance for showers and thunderstorms to develop this morning and particularly this afternoon. Now tonight, the rainfall activity will taper off a bit. We'll see temperatures in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, another active day for showers and thunderstorms. That disturbance slowly moves to the west toward the New Orleans area. High tomorrow should be in the upper 80s. Now, we'll get a little break on Wednesday. It'll be partly cloudy, and a few afternoon thunderstorms are likely, and the high on Wednesday in the upper 80s to around 90 degrees. Then another disturbance comes across northern Florida, across the Gulf Coast Thursday and Friday, and it's back to numerous showers and thunderstorms, temperatures in the upper 80s. And then over the weekend, even another disturbance moves through, and that's going to keep it a very active afternoon for Saturday as well as Sunday, and temperatures over the weekend will be in the upper 80s. So all this activity and shower and thunderstorms will keep the temperature in the 80s all the way through the week and into the weekend, but we've got a chance for some heavy rain at times and some of these thunderstorms.
And on Wednesday specifically, Independence Day, you mentioned some afternoon thunderstorms. I know a lot of people planning on grilling out during the afternoon, but then checking out fireworks at night. How does it look after the afternoon? How does it look, let's just say, around, I don't know, 7 o'clock when people might be checking out some fireworks?
It looks like we may luck out. As I mentioned, it looks like a little break on Wednesday, and we'll see a few afternoon thunderstorms if possible. A few showers will be around in the evening, but things should improve as we get on to around 6 o'clock or so. And hopefully that'll work out so we'll have a chance for the fireworks, and then it's back to showers and thunderstorms Thursday and Friday.
And according to my calendar, we are in hurricane season. How's it looking in the tropics right now, Dr. Bill?
Well, there's some good news there. The only active area is the northern Gulf, and that's mainly the disturbance that's over land right now, producing our showers, thunderstorms, and clouds. And then some activity way out in the eastern Atlantic, but nothing organized at this time.
All right. Thank you very much, and we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Don't forget, he can hear his forecast, well, only 5 times an hour here on Mobile Mornings, but then twice an hour for the remainder of your day. If you want to stay clued in on what it looks like for the rest of the week, especially that all-important Wednesday, because it is Independence Day, and I know a lot of people have plans, well, you'll just want to hear Dr. Bill Williams right here on FMTalk1065.com. Or I guess you could check him out on 1065.com.
Yes,
but this right here is 1065 FM. And we're coming right back. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
In 2016, when Obama tried to turn Baldwin County into a refugee camp, flooding our community and schools with thousands of undocumented minors, Chris Elliott didn't just say no. Chris Elliott organized the community and fought back. After students were killed in a Florida school shooting, Chris Elliott took immediate action. Chris Elliott brought together Baldwin school officials and law enforcement to act now, improving security and hiring additional police officers. Chris Elliott didn't wait for a task force. Chris Elliott acted like a leader to protect our kids. Chris Elliott's lived in almost every part of our district, from Josephine to the Eastern Shore and points in between. Chris Elliott is fighting for us because he knows what's important to us. In the Republican primary for Senate, remember to vote for the candidate who's already proven that he's fighting for us. Conservative Chris Elliott.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, that accident involving a pedestrian now cleared out of the roadway at Bellingrath and Lundy Lane. We do have a disabled 18-wheeler southbound 65 near Spring Hill Avenue. Part of the right lane's blocked off, so be careful through there. And again, tree down on the roadway blocking both directions of Moffitt and Wolfridge Road. Cart Doctor has moved to 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West, I-10, exit 15A, and 1 mile on the left, treating you like family for 5 years with the best selection of pricing on new and used golf carts and street legal carts too. Call 287-2547. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not. A self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist? It's not President Trump. It's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama. Post Office Box 240367. Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
741 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig, and here's Kelly Finley with your news headlines on this Monday.
Alrighty, thank you, Dalton. Once again, a reminder that we must share the road. Summertime is a time where many families, people get outside, they hit the road, the beaches, and that also includes people who are on bikes or motorcycles. A motorcyclist was killed early Saturday morning in a two-vehicle crash here in Mobile County, so this serves as another reminder to be safe on the road. A 40-year-old Brian Jeremy Wheeler has been identified as the victim. He's from Irvington. He was killed when his 2012 Yamaha Raider motorcycle was hit by a vehicle. That driver pulled out of a driveway and onto Irvington Biolabattery Highway near Murray Road in southern Mobile County just before 2 a.m. Saturday morning when this fatality occurred. Alabama State Troopers confirm Wheeler did die upon impact. At this hour, troopers continue to investigate. So if your 4th of July holiday weekend includes hitting the beach in Pensacola, good news, you will not be joined by the sea lice. Those purple flags have been removed from the beach, so happy swimming from us to you. Purple flags means that hazardous marine life has been spotted. Specifically, we're talking about that sea lice, which we talked about last week. That has since been removed from the water at Pensacola Beach over the weekend. So sea lice are miniature jellyfish larvae typically found in the warm waters of the Caribbean or the Caribbean, however you like to say it, and on the Florida Gulf Coast between the months of April and July. The tiny creatures, they sting when they become trapped between your skin and your clothing that you may be wearing. Could be your shorts, could be your bathing suit. Either way, they leave a red rash and small blisters. Also this, keep your eyes peeled for those yellow flags. They are flying in Pensacola as well as Panama City, Gulf Shores, Destin, South Walton, and at Orange Beach. Yellow flags means medium hazard with moderate currents and surf. And if you're not sure of what each flag means, ask a lifeguard. Ask an authority that may be on the beach at that time because you'd rather be safe than sorry. And our next news update, Dalton, will promise to give you the heebie-jeebies.
Okay.
I'm just going to leave that there. But, yeah, we're going to wrap up this 7 o'clock hour with a story that will make you think twice as to who is in the vehicle with you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
The suspense is killing me. And you mentioned that they removed the sea lice, or it was removed.
Don't ask me how. Okay, no, I'm just glad they're gone.
That's my question. I've got to figure out if they actually removed these tiny substances, how they did that.
So I know.
If you know the answer to that, text me.
Yeah, we would love to hear from you. Oh, and also this, because I promised in the 6 a.m. hour that I would tweet out a picture of one of our teammates, and I've done so. Follow me at Kelly K2K Finley.
I've got it.
And you can see how FM Talk 106.5 takes care of business outside of the studios.
Okay, I'm going to check this tweet out right now, right before I do sports. Coming up next on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Traveling east through Mobile, you'll see a tunnel on I-10.
Call the Green Insurance Agency if you want to save some money.
They'll get back in this car now.
I'm tired of getting stuck in this I-10 traffic. It happens every time we go across the bay this time of day, so I'm making the most of it.
What are you doing?
I'm handing out flyers for Jack Green.
Jack did not.
What better time to think about how much money you could be saving on your insurance by calling Jack Green?
Get away from that truck.
Sir?
You're gonna get hurt.
Hey!
They'll stop.
Did you know Jack Green can insure this dump truck?
Hey, lady, get off my windshield.
You could be paying too much.
What are you, crazy?
Hello?
Crazy lady. Jack Green has been saving the good folks of Alabama money for over 30 years on their homeowners' commercial and business insurance. It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much. Jack Green saves you green. Call for a quote today, 251-344-5393.
Ask for Jack.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Mobile police are investigating a late-night shooting in the Tolmanville community. Police responded to the shooting on Pettit Avenue near the University of South Alabama Medical Center just before 10 o'clock last night. We are working to get more information about that shooting. A man shot in his shoulder and neck crashed into a tree on Sunday. The victim was found inside a black Chevy Camaro at the ADT Security Services parking lot at the intersection of Montlamar and Pleasant Valley Road. Police believe the victim was shot at another location but ended up jumping a curb and crashing into a tree. Two people have been interviewed at the scene, but as of now, no arrests made. The new superintendent for Mobile County Public Schools takes over today. Kreshel Threadgill will be sworn in at 9 o'clock this morning at the school system's central office. And conservative TV host Sean Hannity is campaigning for a pair of Republicans tonight in Pensacola. Hannity will rally for Congressman Matt Gaetz and gubernatorial candidate Ron DeSantis. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Craneworks Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Good morning for the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. We've still got a tree down on the roadway blocking both directions of Moffitt and Wilfrid. State troopers are clear, but it looks good so far. From Dolphin, Spring Hill, and Moffitt, 65. Bayway, the Causeway, coming in from the Eastern Shore, no problems from Daphne and Spanish Ford. You know, Bama Flooring on Highway 59 now has moved to Robertsdale, offering so much more flooring option than those big box stores and at better prices. Check out the review on Facebook and see them online at BamaFlooring.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a 3-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
7:48 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Well, for the second time in 8 years, LeBron James is leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers. The 4-time NBA MVP has agreed to a 4-year, $154 million contract with the Los Angeles Lakers. At 33 years old, James proved last season that he's still as good as ever, posting 27.5 points per game, 9.1 assists, and 8.6 rebounds in a league-high 36.9 minutes per game. The Lakers have a young, talented team, but they also have plenty of cap room to possibly sign another top free agent this offseason. Overnight, they added three more players, guards Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and Lance Stephenson, along with former Golden State center JaVale McGee. Elsewhere around the NBA, Paul George re-signed with Oklahoma City on a four-year deal worth $137 million, and Chris Paul re-signed with Houston for 4 years and $160 million. On the PGA Tour, Francesco Molinari cruised to a win on Sunday at the Quicken Loans National. Molinari finished at 21 under par overall after shooting an 8 under par final round. Although he's won five times on the European Tour, it's Molinari's first career PGA Tour win. Ryan Armour placed second at 13 under. Tiger Woods finished the tournament in a tie for fourth place with Abraham Ancer. He finished with 11 under par. Woods tallied six birdies and two bogeys during his final round on Sunday. In NASCAR, Kyle Busch held off Kyle Larson during a wild last lap to win the Overton's 400 at Chicagoland Speedway on Sunday. Larson took the lead in the final lap after he put Busch into the wall, but then Busch took the lead right back after he got directly behind Larson and bumped him out of the way.
Here comes the 18. He puts the bump in the back of him. The 18 into the wall. The 42 sideways.
Here's Harvick.
Here comes the 18. Kyle Busch will win.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Larson didn't appear to be upset at Busch following the race. He flashed Busch a thumbs up following his win. It was Bush's fifth victory of the season and the 48th win of his career. In NFL news, Seattle Seahawks safety Cam Chancellor is walking away from football. The four-time Pro Bowler announced his retirement on Sunday in a lengthy statement posted to Twitter. The 30-year-old spent his entire eight-year career with the Seahawks. At the World Cup, four teams have advanced to the quarterfinals and four more round of 16 games will be played beginning today. On Saturday, the two top players in the world were eliminated, with Uruguay eliminating Cristiano Ronaldo and his Portugal squad and France defeating Lionel Messi's Argentina team. On Sunday, Russia shocked the world by eliminating Spain in a penalty kick shootout, followed by Croatia getting past Denmark also in a shootout. Today, there are two more games. Brazil takes on Mexico at 9 a.m., and Belgium will face Japan at 1. The Mobile Bay Bears beat Biloxi twice over the weekend and played two innings on Sunday before play was suspended due to weather. Mobile beat Biloxi 9-5 on Friday with Jack Kruger hitting his third home run in seven games. Then on Saturday, the Bay Bears extended their winning streak to three games and an 8-3 victory. With a 4-3 lead in the ninth inning, Brennan Lund hit a grand slam to give Mobile a five-run lead. Then yesterday, the teams were tied at two in the second inning when play was suspended due to rain. They'll complete that game today. 7:51 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect showers and thunderstorms today with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few showers and thunderstorms through the evening, lows in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and high temperatures in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. Is your automotive service facility ready for the next customer? How about your 2- and 4-post lifts? Are they safe? Is your compressed air system reliable? How about those hose reel and piping leaks? Don't let these gremlins shut you down when that customer walks through your door. Mobile Mechanical Services can conduct lift safety inspections and eliminate all those gremlins that can shut you down. We sell, service, and repair most automotive service facility equipment. Call Mobile Mechanical Services, 653-6948.
7:54 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the news headlines on this Monday. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty, Dalton. As promised, your heebie-jeebie news.
Yes.
Brought to you.
I've been wanting to get the heebie-jeebies.
Okay. So this takes distracted driving to a new level. Here's the scene.
Okay.
Eufaula. A woman driving has an unexpected guest. Let's call him a stowaway. She called 911 because a snake popped its head through her dashboard vent below her windshield. This is so gross to me.
I'm sure she reacted calmly, right?
Right. I'll tweet this photo out so you can understand what I'm talking about. But the Eufaula, Alabama Police Department Facebook page posted the following. The stowaway was, quote, looking at her maliciously. After a brief pursuit through the dash, the subject was taken into custody. And then they jokingly asked if this scenario would constitute as distracted driving. Let me tell you something. They're lucky she didn't crash.
She's lucky. Yeah.
If a snake popped its head up in the middle of your, think about your vent and your dashboard. I mean, he had a cute little face from a distance, but no, sir. No, ma'am. Yeah. Ugh, heebie-jeebies. And then there's this, state of Alabama actually trending thanks to Toffee. Toffee's the 7-week-old deaf puppy who fell down a 50-foot drop. This happened in Huntsville. Little Toffee captured the hearts of people around the world. Rescuers worked from 5 p.m. Thursday throughout the evening, Friday night, to rescue Toffee. Toffee was pulled to safety around 12:20 a.m. Saturday morning, and the crowd went wild. Toffee is trending on social media, so if you see that, that's why. Because sometimes you see things that are trending, you think, I don't want to open that. I'm not quite sure. Is that spam? Toffee's super cute. So, 7-week-old deaf puppy.
That's great. And a great name, Toffee.
I
don't think I've heard a dog named Toffee before.
Yeah, Toffee, so many people want Toffee. It's interesting. It sheds light onto all the, the puppies and the animals who need home. So, there you have it. That was like the puppy update / heebie-jeebies. You are so welcome. And watch for my Twitter feed because you'll understand.
Okay.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you very much, Kelly. And you're right. That was a good reason to be for Alabama to go viral. So often we see Alabama's in the news and we're like, oh, no.
Exactly.
Oh, no. What happened now? What have our politicians done to us now?
I try to bring you a smorgasbord of news updates.
Ooh,
I mean, yes, we've got this. You like that? Yes, we have the serious. But we also have to keep you smiling on your way to work or wherever you're going for maybe your vacation.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here for.
Well, speaking of that, with Independence Day falling on a Wednesday this year, a lot of people had the difficult decision to make. What days do I take off? Do I only take off Wednesday? Or maybe you're one of those people that has to work the entire week. Well, there's a poll recently taking a new survey. They asked everyone around the world. Actually, I'm not sure how many people they asked here. Probably, they don't have a sample here, but they did ask a good amount of people what days they're taking off this week. And I was actually surprised at how low the numbers were for every day. So the number of people taking today off, according to this survey, 6% of Americans are going to go ahead and take today off. Tomorrow, that number rises to 7%. Then on Wednesday, which is July 4th, Independence Day, 34% of Americans will be taking that day off, followed by 11% on Thursday and 9% on Friday. So not as many people taking off, even on Independence Day, as I thought, but still a good majority of people taking their vacation at the end of the week rather than the beginning. 7:57 now, more Mobile Mornings on the way. This is FM Talk 106.5.